My name is Kevin. It's good to be here today. And I guess today is kind of like the pre-Advent Advent service, because we kind of need a lot of space to get ready for Advent, don't we? I know it's a busy time of year, right? So I just wonder if any of you have trouble hearing. Anybody here?
What?
Some people have trouble hearing. Some people have trouble hearing. I know it's one of those things that kind of happens to people, and we can kind of chuckle a bit about it, but I think all of us have been in situations where we couldn't hear, and it was frustrating. Have you been in a situation like that where you just can't hear? You're talking on your phone, and someone's interrupting you, something's going on, you can't hear, or you're trying to talk on your phone, and someone else is talking, you can't hear. A few years ago, we were in Edmonton, and we were at a U2 concert. And it was in Commonwealth Stadium, and it was so loud that we couldn't hear. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Actually, it was so loud that we had to wear earplugs. So I had these earplugs in, and we could kind of tell what the songs were. Like, I gave Bono a bit of help. I still haven't found... And people cheered for me when I was singing. It was kind of weird. Gave him a bit of help. But when he talked... He said, "Hello, Edmonton." We had no idea what he was saying because it just bounced all over the place. It was so loud that it was difficult to hear. And today we're looking at a scripture that is about a shout, a declaration, thunder that rolls across the land. This is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 to 5. Listen. I hear the voice of someone shouting, "Make a highway for the Lord through the wilderness. Make a straight, smooth road through the desert for our God. Fill the valleys and level the hills. Straighten out the curves and smooth off the rough spots. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. The Lord has spoken." Listen. It's a voice. It's a shout. It's loud. Can you hear it? Do you hear that voice? Do you hear the news? Prepare. Prepare the way. Prepare yourselves. Jesus is breaking through. The Messiah is coming. Something is about to happen. Listen. But I wonder, why listen? Why are we told to listen? When something is loud, it cuts through. You don't need to be told to listen. The noise, the power, the interruption is the call to listen. Why did he have to say, "Listen," if it was the voice of someone shouting? You know, a shout pierces through whatever is going on. It breaks through, it intrudes, it interrupts. Hey! Right? Some of you that were nodding off looked when I did that. You know, if you're at the playground with your children and you're watching them, or maybe you're not paying attention, you're on your phone, and one of them shouts, you pay attention, you look up. They don't have to tell you to listen first, right? You just do. It happens that way. And if you're in your house relaxing and someone says, "Spider," you run. Or snake, right? We just know. You don't have to say, "Listen, spider." Spider is good enough for me. Probably for most of you here, right? It's pretty universal, I think. No? Did I just reveal something about myself? I had a friend who really liked to shout. And he had a really loud, deep voice. And sometimes we'd be driving late at night on weekends. And don't get any ideas. Teenagers, I'm sure we were coming home from a Bible study or something like that. I'm not quite sure what it was, but we'd be driving late at night, and it was just so peaceful. I was in the car beside him, and the heater's on, and it's all quiet, and I would fall asleep, and this is what he would like to do. As soon as I fell asleep, he would look at me, and he'd go, "Ah!" And I would wake up, startled, and I would say it too, And I was so scared, and he'd love to do that to me. He did that to me a few times. And I eventually learned not to fall asleep in the car with him because it was bad news. But he didn't have to say, listen. The shout got my attention. Listen. It's the voice of someone shouting. Why do we have to listen if it's the voice of someone shouting? Is it hard to hear? Is the shout something that we can miss? Now, to be fair, other translations don't have this nuance. Other translations don't start verse 3 with listen. They just go right into the shout, right into the voice calling. The New Living Translation is the only one that uses this. And I love the use of it. I think it captures the urgency of the situation so well. And the situation was urgent. And you know where we find ourselves in Isaiah at this time, in this context, when this voice emerges? The Israelites were in captivity in Babylon, and they've been there for hundreds of years as a captive people. Jerusalem is destroyed. The hopes and dreams of the people are dashed. They are a nation no more. They are living in captivity. They are foreigners in a foreign land. And they've been there for so long that they might have wondered or actually forgotten that they were foreigners. Or if they could actually just give up this whole identity thing, give up this identity of being a people who belong to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Give up this whole thing about being a blessing and being blessed. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting. It might have been hard to listen because they had felt so alone for so long, so abandoned, so forgotten. And the silence made it hard to hear this shout, this voice. Maybe it was hard to listen because the voice of someone shouting the unexpected, the new, the astonishing isn't always easy to hear. Maybe it's more like a whisper. Listen. It's the voice of someone shouting. Sometimes the good news is hard to hear. Sometimes our ears turn to stone and we lose the ability to hear because we stop listening. Here's the setting of Isaiah. A lot of the book is about Jerusalem and its destruction. It's gone and the people are hopeless and in captivity. But in this chapter, in chapter 40, things take this abrupt turn. Suddenly, hope rises from the dust. Light shines from the darkness. And a voice cries out in the silence. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting, clear the way in the wilderness for the Lord. God is about to do something. Something is about to happen. And it continues. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for our God. Fill in the valleys and level the mountains and hills. Straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed and all people will see it together. The Lord has spoken. You know what that message is to them? They have been forgiven. Their debt has been paid. Even though they failed miserably, they are still God's people, and nothing they can do will ever change that. Something is about to happen. God is going to do something. He hasn't forgotten. But it's even bigger than that. He hasn't forgotten about his promises to bless and redeem and heal the whole world. The glory of the Lord will be revealed and all people will see it together. All people. But they had to listen. They had to listen for the shout because Israel, like so many of us today, wasn't great at listening. It had been quiet for a long time. They hadn't heard anything. They had no hope. They thought that this whole blessed to be a blessing thing promised to Abraham was just a myth, just a story from a long time ago. They were barely holding on. So that voice in the desert, they really needed to listen in order to hear. They also needed to listen because even when there wasn't a long silence, the people of Israel still had a hard time hearing. God had spoken again and again, and they didn't hear him because of the noise of their desires and agendas and needs. So they had to listen carefully in case they didn't hear it. In the noise of their lives, in the silence of their lives, the shout was like a whisper. Hey, did you hear that? Was that God? Hey, Henry, was that you that said that thing? Listen, a voice of one crying. Was that you, Henry? Sally? Was it you? Who said that? Was that maybe only in my head that I heard this shout, a voice of one crying thing? Or did you hear it too? Clear the way, the glory of the Lord will be revealed. Joe? Did he hear that too? How can we be sure? Let's fast forward a bit to some words. Words that were like a shout that few heard. Words that were like a shout that only those who strained were able to listen to. Because they were like a whisper you had to want to hear. This is John chapter 1, verse 23. I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight the way for the Lord. Sound familiar? It should remind you of Isaiah because it's John the Baptist quoting these same words spoken by the prophet to Israel so long ago. John the Baptist is creating quite a stir. Not only does he look funny and have a funny diet, but he's also calling people to repentance and baptism, and he's shouting. And as it says in the Gospel according to John, he came to tell about the light that was coming, to testify, to prepare the way for the light that was coming. He was a witness to the light, and the light was about to come. It was coming for everybody, for all people, for the world. Light in the Bible, for the Hebrews, was a powerful symbol. Light was always about goodness shining. Light was always about the forces of good. A light coming meant that a force of good is coming. And it actually brings us right back to the very first creative commands in Genesis, doesn't it? The very first word of God as revealed in the Bible to us, let there be light. It's about light. He also preached about the Word, the Word that is God, the Word that was there in the beginning, that nothing existed before the Word, that everything was created through the Word. And then we see in John 1, verse 4, the combination of these two themes of light and the Word. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The Word gave life, and the Word's life brought life to everyone. We might think that we have an idea about who this is, right? This light guy, this word guy. Most of us probably maybe could guess. We might say, maybe we know Jesus, maybe. That might be our answer. We have the luxury of knowing this story, of hearing about the light that came at Christmas, Jesus, because we can read forward and backward in the Bible. Many of us have heard this before, but it would have been like a shout to them. What? A light is coming? What light? The word light? That light? And actually, if we go back to Isaiah again, this time to chapter 9, verse 2, light represents God's presence and his favor. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. This they knew. They knew Isaiah inside and out, way better than we probably do. So this is something they have to investigate. This is loaded. This is a shout. Still, although it's a shout, it's not really heard. It gets their attention for sure. They hear the shout, but do they hear the whisper? Do they listen? It's a shout that's listened to like a whisper that's easily ignored. It's a shout that's like a whisper because it's breaking through the normalcy and power structures and institutions and status quo that don't want to let go. And only those that strain to hear this shout can hear the urgent whisper of the good news. Some don't hear it. Even though they hear the shout, they don't hear the still, small voice. They don't hear the whisper. They hear the shout but miss the news. They don't want it. So what we have here in the first chapter of John, we have two groups of people and who have heard the disturbance, have come to investigate. So they find John and ask him questions about all the shouting. The first group, priests and temple assistants, pastors and academic church leaders, big wigs, big deals, the guys with lots of skin in the game, you know? The guys with podcasts and radio shows, the guys that go to book signings and that sort of thing, the guys who are guest speakers, those guys. They come to John and decide to ask him some questions. And it's really more of an interrogation than a dialogue. Who are you? It's not a question of respect. Ask from a posture of a desire to learn. Ask from a hope, a faith that something is about to happen, that something is about to break through. No, it's a question of power and status and control. It's a question that was meant to put him in his place. Who are you? Who do you think you are? Right away he responds, I'm not the Messiah. But he goes on later to say something alarming that brings us right back to our text today. He says, I am a voice shouting in the wilderness. Clear the way for the Lord's coming. That must have bothered them, because these were the words of the prophecy in Isaiah. But with a key difference. Instead of being a voice in Isaiah, which is vague, it's hard to figure out who the voice is, he identifies himself as the voice. I am the voice. I am announcing the one preparing the way. I am the one. He is the voice preparing the way in the desert. We don't know exactly what happened, but this must have been kind of a conversation stopper. Have you ever had a conversation stopper? It happens to me all the time when people ask me, what do you do for a living? I'm a pastor. Oh, yeah. You ever had a conversation stopper? I think it was kind of like that. The dialogue just drops off. The church leaders were done with the conversation. They just walked away. They didn't have time for this. This was a crazy message. Even though he was shouting, they couldn't hear the whisper. There was another group present, Pharisees. And they take the place of the church leaders and ask a question. If you aren't the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet, what right do you have to baptize? It's not a bad question, right? What are you doing? Who gave you this authority? Can we please see your credentials? I'd like to see who you are. What are your credentials? Now, the fact that they were Pharisees doesn't automatically mean that they were bad. We have to realize that. Just like the fact that the previous ones being Jewish leaders didn't automatically mean that they were bad. Pharisees were concerned with the interpretation of the law. And they were very concerned. It's what they spent their time on. In particular, they were concerned about being righteous. They wanted to be righteous, pure, and holy because they thought if only they could keep the law well enough, if only they could be holy enough, Israel would be restored. And I think many of them had good hearts. And I know that Jews today find it offensive if we make Pharisee and hypocrite a synonym. Because it's just not the case. Some even thought that Jesus himself was part of the Pharisaical tradition. And that this may have been a discussion with them as a sign of respect and inclusion. An important discussion. The problem is they kept making more and more rules. Rules on rules. They were so zealous about keeping the law that they made laws about laws and rules about rules and laws about the rules about the laws. They heard the news shouted, but they couldn't hear the whisper. The law was so loud in their life, they couldn't perceive the new voice crying in the desert. John answers their question. He says, I baptize with water, but right here in the crowd is someone you do not recognize. Though his ministry follows mine, I am not even worthy to be his slave and untie the straps of his sandal. And again, this conversation just falls away. That's a conversation stopper right there again. They didn't respond. They walk away. And we get the distinct impression that John the Baptist's news, his preparation, his announcement is not welcomed, but feared, is not heard, but ignored. And in both cases, the shout of good news, prepare the way, a light is coming, I am the voice of one crying in the desert, is met with stunning, loud silence by the religious leaders of the day. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting, clear the way for the Lord. Advent is starting next week. The Messiah has come. God has become human. We are to prepare the way for his coming. Do you hear a shout or a whisper? Does that shout sound more like a whisper to you? Sometimes the good news is hard to hear. We can become used to it. We can become numb to it. Listen. Listen. The good news is that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The good news is that Jesus walked with us, walks with us, and promises to make all things new. The good news is that the creator of the universe became human and invites us into all that he is doing. The good news is that the creator of the universe offers forgiveness and healing. Do you hear that? Is it like a shout or a whisper? Sometimes the good news can be hard to hear. It can be hard to hear because of all the noise in our lives. The busyness. We struggle with busyness in our culture, and the good news can be hard to hear because we are so busy and we don't slow down to listen. The good news can be hard to hear because of the expectations we have and who we want God to be in our lives. The good news can be hard to hear because we place our agendas before God's agenda. Sometimes the good news is hard to hear. And it can be hard to hear because of the quiet of our lives. The quiet that we're used to but don't love. The quiet of faith. I wonder if you know what I mean. The long journey of faith where you want a shout, but all you get is a whisper. Praying to God and wanting to hear something, sometimes trying really hard, but greeted by a whisper when we want to shout. Or greeted by silence when we would take a whisper. In the ordinary of every day, it's difficult to expect something amazing to emerge. In the routine, and waking up, going to work, eating, sleeping, gathering for worship, day after day, week after week, year after year, sometimes the good news is hard to hear. But listen to the promise of Isaiah today and hear the words of the prophet. Hear the promise of God who loves you. Silence the noises of busyness and demands and stress. Just for a few minutes, and listen. Hear the shout of the whisper, in the silence of your faith and be encouraged. This is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 to 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fail. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? We listen, we hear, we go, and we prepare. We prepare. So let's go and prepare. Prepare the way for his coming again. Prepare the way by loving God with our everything. Prepare the way by loving the other as much as we love ourselves. Prepare the way by shouting with our love, with the fruits of the Spirit, with our acceptance of others, with our willingness to walk beside instead of judge and condemn, with our willingness to give, with their willingness to receive, and with their willingness to welcome. Prepare the way. I'm going to invite you guys to do something today. And you can do this as you are able or willing. But if you are able and willing, I'm going to ask you to stand. And you can do this seated. It's not going to be anything too weird. Don't worry. I don't have that kind of comfort zone. Like, I don't do really weird things. So what we're going to do is I'm going to get you to repeat something in a whisper and then a shout. I think we can do this, right? Okay, so if you want to stand, you can. You don't have to. So we're going to whisper this first. Prepare my heart. Okay, you ready to whisper that? Prepare my heart. Now we're going to shout it. Prepare my heart. Okay, that was kind of fun. You guys did a really good job. That was, I could barely hear it, and it was really loud. It was both. We're going to whisper, prepare my mind. Prepare my mind. And we're going to shout, prepare my mind. Prepare my mind. We're going to whisper, prepare my life. Prepare my life. We're going to shout, prepare my life. And you can be seated. Well done. That was a little weird, but not that weird, right? Let's declare that the light has come, that the word is Jesus, and that the light word Jesus brings hope and life. Let's prepare the way for the Lord. Let's prepare our own hearts, and let's prepare the way for FBC to prepare the way for us together. And if you're a guest, prepare the way in your own way. Let's all prepare the way and declare the goodness of God. Prepare the way. The glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. The Lord has spoken. Amen.